Run and not be weary. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Do you have days that make you feel that you can barely put one foot in front of the other? Would you like to have more energy and joy? Would you like to run and not be weary? The answer is a simple one. Wait. Wait on the Lord. Patient waiting upon the Lord becomes a blessing in itself. Our eyes are focused now upon the Lord and not upon the things of the world. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:2 to be, quote, looking unto Jesus, end quote. Think as Jesus, study and meditate on how Jesus dealt with people and problems. Therein lies our peace and security and the source of our true inspiration and joy. Unlike the world that encourages us to be quick to act, take risks, and get our own way at all costs, God's way is sure. God's way shows us that the world's way of doing things is the opposite of God's way. It is God's way for which we are to strive. Rest in Him. Place your life and future in the hands of Almighty God while resting in trust upon His will and choices for you. Simply do His will and obey His commands. Rest in faith in our loving Father and wait. In the waiting, we watch the miracles of God unfold. Strength flows from God to you, His waiting child. Our confidence in God's ability grows, and the peace that passes our understanding will also grow within us. The strength of God flows into us. Spirits lifting, we mount up, our spirit lifts. No longer are we held to earth by the desires of our finite minds and intellect. The flight of eagles is a soaring, inspiring thought, and it is one that our spirit emulates. Our spirit no longer lags in despondency and listlessness. Instead, we run spiritually. No tired, dragging feet for us. We walk on without exhaustion. No fainting here. God's joy is our fuel. Instead, the joy of the Lord is your strength. See Nehemiah 8:10. Life stretches out before us, and we know that we can face it as an overcomer with the help of our God. We do not go into the future in dread and weariness. We joyfully bound into the day, knowing that whatever lies ahead is held in the safe keeping of our Father God. In Him we trust and know that He lovingly holds our hours, days, and years. We have put our faith in Him and sought His will. For this reason, we now live out our daily faith with all of our being in service to God. What a glorious future! We joyfully run into that which the Lord has for us to experience. In His strength, we run.